This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
For Franklin, they were led by the school's all-time leading scorer, Rachel Walton. She had 17 points and 8 rebounds. Emily Wentworth led the team in rebounding with 10 here tonight. In the boys' game, it's going to be one that both hope that they can snap some losing streaks against. Kennesaw has dropped 3 in a row. Franklin has dropped 4 in a row. Haven't had a lot of success so far here in 2010. Now, Kennesaw probably a little bit tougher opponents here in the last 3 games against state-rated Giltner and Lawrence Nelson, and losing a tough 2-pointer last time out last week when they took on Elm Creek on Saturday. For Franklin, their last 4 opponents have been Alma, Cambridge, Blue Hill, and Silver Lake, and they lost a tough one at home to Silver Lake last night, 56-52. In fact, they've dropped quite a few close ball games during the year. They lost by 6 to Lawrence Nelson, 2 to Clay Center, 4 at Deschler. They lost by 10 to Southern Valley in the holiday tournament, and that was kind of like our girls' game. It was about 21-19 midway through the fourth quarter, and Southern Valley hit some free throws to make that one look a little bit more of a deficit than it actually was. They lost by 4 to Cambridge and then 4 again last night. So even though they're just 2-10, they've been in the games in the last 2 minutes. They just haven't found a way to finish. We'll take a look at the starting lineups on the new Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by the law offices of Duncan, Duncan & Walker, PC, LLO. Proud to support the area athletes and wish them the best of luck today. Take pride in your local sports programs and support your hometown team from Duncan, Duncan & Walker.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And it's time now for a look at the starting lineups, brought to you as always by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, the starting lineup for the visiting Franklin Flyers. Number 10 is a 5'9" junior, Craig Bartels. Number 21 is a 6'1" junior, Alex Sint. Number 25 is a 6' junior, Jacob Seal. Number 30 is a 6'4" junior, Brandon Herrick. And number 55 is a 6'2" senior, Garrett Carr. The head coach of the Franklin Flyers is Dennis Johnson, assisted by Paul Nepidol and Eric Sint. Franklin is 2-10 on the season. Now a look at the starting lineup for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Number 33 is a 6' senior, Brody Razzo. Number 35 is a 6' sophomore, Gavin Robinson. Number 41, 6'2" senior, Jeremy Sugar. Number 43, a 5'11" sophomore, Zane Woodman. And number 53, a 6'2" junior, Cade Clark. The head coach in his first year at Kennesaw is Jack Ainram. He came from Creek Valley or Chapel, so over from Creek Valley, assisted by Tom Budnick and Christian Cruz. Kennesaw comes in with a record of 5-7 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineup, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank.
Is your vehicle in need of some cosmetic surgery? If so, take it to Lake Automotive in Republican City. They specialize in auto body and paintless dent repair, as well as auto glass replacement, plus quality pre-owned vehicles. Lake Automotive is proud to support the area high school athletes.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
On our sister station, ESPN 1460, Kearney High is taking on Lincoln Southeast tonight. Kearney wins the girls game 48-43, and at the end of the first quarter of the boys game, 11-1 Southeast has a 20-14 lead over Kearney High, and those games currently airing on ESPN 1460. Up next here, it's Kennesaw and Franklin boys basketball. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
The traveling red and white trim for Franklin, the home white and blue trim for Kennesaw. They'll go from right to left, Franklin from left to right, and the opening tip will be controlled. Hometown Blue Devils, and we are high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and as always on the web at kkpr.com. Franklin comes out of an extended 1-3-1 zone defense, really pressuring the ball up top. Blue Devils will try and lob it in the corner and turn it over. Well over the head that time of the offensive-minded Zane Woodman. He was not going to get a chance to jump up that high. So now the ball belongs to Franklin, and let's see what Kennesaw wants to do defensively here. Looks like they may start out in a man-to-man defense. So the Flyers on offense, and here we go. Alex Sint with it on the right wing, trying to run some cutters through, and Sint's going to just take it off the dribble, right to the hoop, missed the layup, but got fouled, and that's why. So he'll go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. First foul of the ball game going to be called on the Blue Devils, number 53, Cade Clark. Cade, of course, we've seen a lot of this junior. Played as a freshman, been starting here the last couple of years and putting in some quality minutes for the Blue Devil basketball program. So Franklin trying to score the first points of the game from the free throw line. And Sip will put the first one on the way, and it's going to be short, no good. Four juniors, one senior for Franklin. Only 10 kids suited up. They only had 9 for the girls. So numbers, a problem for the Flyers right now. Second free throw all the way around and out. No good. And Clark will bring down the rebound here for the Blue Devils. Into the front court comes Razzo. He'll kick it out on the wing to Robinson. Play a little catch over there on the right side. Overload. And he'll switch it left side to Zane Woodman on the elbow. And another overthrown pass. Two possessions, two turnovers on almost the identical overthrown passes into the left-hand corner. So the ball will come back over to Franklin. We're a minute in, and the Flyers will have the basketball. Franklin pushes it into the front court, kicks it off on the left wing. Jacob Seal, one dribble back up top to Sint. Ball reversed to the right side, Bartels. He'll back it out about 24 feet away and give it off to Jacob Seal. Kennesaw trying to play tough on the man-to-man here. Go to the right-hand corner. They'll get it to Bartels. Swing it over to the left side to Sint. And good defense here by the Blue Devils. In the girls' game, it took us nearly 4 minutes before anybody scored, and the boys' game has started off like that, going for the steal. Sugar couldn't quite get it, and with it in the right-hand corner is going to be Cars. Cars on the floor, drives, can't get a shot, kicks it back out top. Three-pointer on the way, Bartels nails it. Greg Bartels hits the three-pointer, and Franklin has the early lead of 3-0. They'll put on a little zone trap pressure in the backcourt. Kennesaw just passes back and forth to get around it. Now it's knocked away from behind and stolen from Bartels. I didn't know if he was going to be able to keep his balance. Kennesaw has yet to get a shot off. Three possessions and three turnovers. Flyers will have the basketball back. Looking to add to an early 3-0 lead. Over on the right wing is going to be Seal. Seal goes back door, gets it inside, and Kate Clark commits the foul on the shot attempt of Brandon Herrick, and that's going to be the second foul already on Cade Clark. 6'2 junior is a big presence down there in the paint, especially when you don't have some big 6'6, 6'7 kid to go against. He got 2 fouls. Herrick to the line, the free throw, no good. Those are the kinds of things when you're not winning a lot of games and losing a lot of 3 or 4 points you need. And already 3 missed free throws by Franklin. Second one, no good. They've missed their first 4 of the game, and then fighting for the rebound, a foul, and I think they're going to call on our shooter. There was a scramble, and let's see who they're going to call this one on. It looks like it will go against the Flyers, and that'll be Brandon Herrick. His first. Some pressure in the backcourt. Cade Clark's going to have to check out. And checking in for Kennesaw, Dalton Bender just stands at 6'2". And in the backcourt, we've got a reach-in foul call on Kennesaw, trying to trap Brazo, bringing the ball to the floor. Going to go on Craig Bartles first. So back over to the Blue Devils. 3-0. We had a 3-point bucket by Craig Bartles, and four missed free throws by Franklin, and Kennesaw has yet to take a shot, and they're not going to get one here as it's stolen away at midcourt, taking it in for the layup and scoring. Four possessions and four turnovers, and that is not going to set well with Coach Ingram, and we will have a timeout. With 5:40 to go, first quarter, 5-0 Franklin.
This broadcast is sponsored in part by The Island. Come to The Island in Rep City on the 30th for 16-ounce New York or 14-ounce ribeye steaks and all the fixins for only $16. Stay for Moonlight Karaoke from 9 to 1, all next Saturday at The Island in Rep City.
Commodity markets have been volatile since USDA's January report. If you didn't make it to one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months. AgWest will host two Outlook webinars on Tuesday, February the 2nd and Wednesday the 3rd. You can register for one of these webinars at goagwest.com or call us 866-WE-HEDGE. These webinars are February 2nd and 3rd, so register soon.
Well, out of the timeout, another turnover by Kennesaw, but Franklin's going to give it right back to him. So the teams exchange turnovers here, and Kennesaw will have the ball back. 5-0 Franklin, 5:18 to go here in quarter number one. Kennesaw still looking to get their first shot away. They got it on the low block, but it was stripped away their last time down the floor. Up the floor they come, Razzo with it. He'll bounce it off on the left wing. Sugar took a look, now dribbles to the baseline, and the shot's up and in. So it took a while to get a shot, but it went in, and Kennesaw shooting 100%, even though they trailed 5-2. Martells will bring it to the front court here for the Flyers. Gets the man-to-man pressure here of the Blue Devils. And we've got a whistle away from the basketball here. Might have an illegal screen. I think that's what we're going to get called here on Franklin. An illegal pick going to go against Alex Pitts. That'll be his first and the team's third. 5-2. Sugar just hitting the jumper for Kennesaw. Now they get the ball back. Let's see if they can get something to happen. Robinson back into the ball game here for the Blue Devils. Also into the ball game, Tyler Schnitzler, another freshman here. They'll break the pressure. Kennesaw gets it on the left elbow. Pulling it back out, Razzo gives it over to Schnitzler, way out on the right side. Goes high post to Bender. Dalton kicks it back out. In the left-hand corner, they'll go to Robinson. Underneath, Sugar drives. The shot's going to be blocked. He got it back, and he's fouled the second time. Eric blocked the shot, but could not grab the basketball, and Franklin will be called for the foul. It's going to go on Cars, his first. Already four fouls here called against Franklin in the first 3.5 minutes. Jeremy Sugar to shoot the two free throws, and the first one is good. He's got the first 3 points of the ball game now for the Blue Devils. And a second free throw, chance to cut it to one. On the way, and the lefty nails them both. A very pure nothing but net. Franklin 5, Kennesaw 4. 4:20 to go here in the first quarter of play. Boys basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Kennesaw, and Franklin. And it is Flyer basketball, keeping it around the perimeter, driving into the paint. Sent, kicks it out for a three-pointer, Jacob Seal. And it's going to rattle around but not fall. Rebound brought down by Sugar. And Kennesaw's got a chance to take the lead. So they've been scoring when they hold on to the basketball. But five early turnovers got them off to a slow start and forced a 30-second timeout. Left side of the key with it is Robinson. Kicks it back out top. Three-pointer Razzo on the way in. Brody hits the three, and Kennesaw has the lead. They've scored 7 in a row and are up 7-5 with 3:40 and counting here in quarter number one. Garrett Carnes with it out between the circles. Looks right, doesn't like it, now loses his dribble. Go for that backdoor cut. The ball's going to be deflected away out of bounds by Dalton Bender. It will stay with Franklin, and they will sub Adam Better. And checking out will be Herrick. Don't forget tomorrow, the Luplat Conference Wrestling Tournament right here on KKPR. Update starting at noon, and the finals live starting between 3 and 3:30 from Adams Central High School. So we'll just be down the road to the east a little bit farther here from Kennesaw as we head to Adams Central. Don't think there was a motel to stay at in Junietta, so I guess we'll have to go back home tonight. 3:20 to go, first quarter. 7-5, Franklin trails, tries to tie it up here. The jumper on the right wing by Bartels, no good. And the rebound brought down by Sugar. And the outlet pass they want to run, but Franklin is back. Handle the basketball is Razzo. Crossover dribble to the right wing to Schnitzler. Tata gets rid of it quickly, and they'll reverse it left side to Robinson. Playing outside that perimeter, Schnitzler's going to fire away the long jumper in the right-hand corner. The three-pointer is no good, but an offensive rebound by Dalton Bender. And then as he attacks the hoop, they're going to call him for a charge. Carr stood in there and took the charge. So an offensive foul called on Dalton Bender, his first, and the team's third. Back into the ball game, Zane Woodman for the Blue Devils. 2:56 to go here in quarter number one. 7-5 in favor of the hometown Blue Devils. They've scored 7 in a row after Franklin got the first two buckets. Fires back on the offense. Alex Sint gets it between the circles to Jacob Seal. Seal, couple of dribbles, swings it off on the right side. Driving in better, and we've got a whistle on the attack of the hoop. I think they're going to call it two shots, and yes, they will. So Vetter's going to get to go to the line. And the foul is going to be called on Tyler Schiller. And better. And the lefty puts it up, and it's good. So the junior knocks it home. That's the first free throw. It's made 5-10. Second free throw now for Vetter. Play any. Vetter hits both free throws, and we are tied at 7 apiece. 2:36 to go here in the first quarter of play. Kennesaw basketball into the front court. Schnitzler hits the double team, throws over the top to Razzo, swings it left-hand corner, entry pass into the lane to Bender, throws it back out to the free throw line, and Striggers' fadeaway jumper is up and in. 6 points for Jeremy, and it's 9-7. Kennesaw back up by 2. Girls game tonight, Kennesaw rallied 1-25 victory over Franklin at 14 points in the fourth quarter. To right-hand corner with it is Jacob. 3. Minute 10 to go in the first quarter. It's Kennesaw 9, Franklin 7. First night of action of the brand-new gymnasium here at Kennesaw. The basketball, Jeremy Sugar in the right-hand corner. Spread the floor here against the 1-3-1 zone of the Franklin Flyers. Three-pointer on the way. Zane skips it out, no good. And a foul in the paint. Battle of the rebound. Well, here in the first quarter. And this one's going to go against Alex Sint, his second for Franklin. So each team with 5 fouls. Derek Carrs checks back in, and it will be Kennesaw ball underneath their own hoop. Checking into the ball game for Kennesaw is going to be Gavin Robinson. And checking out will be Razzo. And it looks like we're fine. Get the ball in here. So Kennesaw underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane, set a couple of crisscross screens, and throw it all the way out top to Robinson. Robinson left wing. No feedback. And reverse it right side to Tyler Schnitzler. Down the low block, they get it to Chance Widener, who's in. Turnaround jumper, and it's a chance. It's his first bucket. And Widener knocks it home to give Kennesaw a 4-point lead. So after falling behind 5-0, Kennesaw is on an 11-2 run. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Off the pick. Open drive. Nice bounce pass up. Shot is made. Brandon Herrick off the assist. Within 2. 20 seconds to go. Hustle the ball up the floor will be Schnitzler. And a travel as he gets it into the corner. Widener couldn't handle it. Well, Kennesaw turned it over on their first. That's their first turnover since that time. So they've really settled down. 14 seconds left in the quarter. And Franklin will have the ball. Bartles will bring it up the floor. Chance to tie it here. Maybe take the lead with 3 6 seconds. Jacob Seal back out between the circles to Bartles. It's an air ball, and that is the end of the first quarter. And after one quarter of play, your score is Kennesaw 11, Franklin 9 on 98.9 Classic Hits on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Hillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology have to offer. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
And Doug Duda back with you here at Kennesaw. I want to thank Athletic Director Craig Schnitzler and the entire Blue Devil family for allowing us to bring you high school hoops here tonight in their beautiful brand-new gymnasium. As we start the second quarter, it will be Franklin basketball, but Kennesaw has the lead 11-9, and we have got a whistle. And it looks like it's going to be another offensive foul here called on the Flyers, and it's going to go against Brandon Herrick. Herrick with his second foul. Alex Sint also has two fouls here in the early going. Looks like we could get a lot of free throws in the second quarter. Kennesaw gets the pressure. Carr steps in front, makes the steal. One-on-one to the other end, gets around the defender, lays it up and in. Carr's buckets have been on steals and layups, and we are now tied at 11 apiece in the first 30 seconds here of the second quarter. Basketball for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Still a 1-3-1 zone defense being applied here by the Flyers. Trying to pass around, and Kennesaw was 1-of-3 from three-point land in the first quarter. Franklin was 1-of-4. Get it inside. They'll go to Widener. Widener knocked away. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Franklin. Other first quarter numbers. Turnovers, Kennesaw 6, Franklin 2. How about this one? Rebounds, Kennesaw 6, Franklin none. That just showed you Kennesaw was either making it or they were turning it over. Free throws, 2 of 6 for Franklin, 2 of 2 for Kennesaw. Jeremy Sugar has 6 for Kennesaw. Pretty balanced right now. 4 for Cars and 3 for Bartles for Franklin. And a three-pointer off the inbounds pass. Rims out, no good for the Blue Devils, and Cars will get the first rebound of the game, according to my book, for Franklin. Into the front court come the Flyers. Stutter dribble on the right side, and Bell will give up Bartels. Up top to Colin Marks, who's checked in. Marks gives it to Vetter. Back out to Marks. Colin, a 5'9 freshman, and they're going to get him for a walk. Just the third turnover here for the Flyers in the first half. And it looks like we're going to get a timeout called here by Franklin, as Coach Johnson saw something he wanted to talk about. It'll be their first timeout. 6:53 to go here in the second quarter. We're tied at 11.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly sponsored by Roger Dorn, your independent insurance agency in Franklin. See Dorn Insurance for everything you need to insure, from crop, auto, commercial, and farm. Dorn Insurance has kept you covered for 30 years. Best of luck, Franklin Flyers.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And we're back to basketball here at Kennesaw. The Blue Devils have the basketball, tied at 11, at home against Franklin with 6:40 to go here in the second quarter of play. Into the right-hand corner with it, Rosso going against the zone, got it down low. The shot's going to be blocked under there by Herrick. Skipped up and scooped up, we should say, by Kennesaw, and we have got a whistle on the shot attempt of Rosso. Brody somehow was able to get out of there with the basketball, and he's going to have a couple of free throws coming up. The foul is on Adam Vetter. And Rosso will go to the line for the first time. He hit the opening three of the ball game for Kennesaw. Rosso is on play, and it is good. 4 points for Brody. Back in with two fouls, Cade Clark. Score update, top five D1 matchup. Overton at home, it's a close one, leading Eustis Farnham 30-28 at the half. Overton 30, Eustis Farnham 28. At the half between the third and fourth ranked teams in D1. Second free throw, Rosso up, and it is in. 13-11, Kennesaw. Up the floor with it will be Marks. And here come the Flyers with a couple of players off the bench trying to help them out. Or go to Bartels. Better, straight away three. The lefty getting out, no good that time. And another over the back foul. Boy, if that rebound isn't absolutely clean to get it over the back, on Lakers. It's his second, but more importantly, it's the 18th foul. So Kenneshaw shooting free throws for the final 6-plus minutes of this half. So at the line, shooting a 1-1, Brody Razo, he was just there and made two. Razo, Dalton Bender, Cade Clark on the Robinson and Schnitzler for Kenneshaw. And the free throw is on the way and good for Franklin. Well, as we say that, here comes another sub. Checking into the game is Zane Woodman for Franklin. You've got Bender, Cars, Sin, along with Jacob Seal and Brandon Herrick. Second free throw now is on the way for Brody Razo. And it's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Brandon Herrick. 14-11 Kenneshaw. 6 minutes here in the first half of play. Don't forget at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is better. Working on Cade Clark out above the arc. They'll switch it to the right side and get it to Seal. Jacob one-on-one, guarded there by the freshman Schnitzler. Swings it to the left side to Vetter. Everything outside the arc looks a lot similar to what we saw in the girls as they try to lob it inside to Herrick. They do, and Schnitzler comes around from the backside to punch it out of there, but they say he caught some arm, and so the foul on Tyler will be his second. 16 foul here on Kenneshaw. So underneath the hoop, Franklin to throw it in. They'll dump it into the left-hand corner to Herrick. Try to get it to the right side to Seal, but he's covered, so Vetter will hold it. And as they try to throw it to Vetter, it actually goes off his heel right back to him. He tries and scores. There's a weird one for you. Adam Vetter wasn't looking. The ball hit him in the back of the foot right off the heel, and it kicked up to him, so he just kept going to the hoop, and he scored. And it's 14-13. At the other end, nice drive inside, and a foul on the block shot attempt. They're going to call a foul on Brandon Herrick, and that might be his third personal foul. He got a good block there on Dalton Bender. And Dalton will go to the line and shoot two. Third foul on Herrick. So some foul problems mounting here for Franklin. The free throw up and is in. I've seen more banked-in threes tonight than we've seen in a month, maybe a season. Of course, maybe the kids are just getting used to the new backdrop here, especially the Kenneshaw kids. The second one, though, is all net for Bender. He hits them both. 16-13, and Kenneshaw 5 of 6 the line here in the quarter, and that has resulted in all of their points. 5-15 in county out here in the first half of Kenneshaw, up by a score of 16-13. Flyers basketball, better with it on the right wing. Can't find a pick, so he leaves it off to Sitz. Up to Cars. Cars outside the arc, drives into the paint, pull up off rim. Cade Clark brings down his second rebound. And he'll hand it off there to Razo, and Brody will bring it into the front court. Everything starts on the right side for Kenneshaw. Now they swing it over to the left side to Woodman. Playing a little catch-up top there with Razo. Swing it back over to Schnitzler. High post they go, Sugar. One dribble into the paint. Six-foot leaner won't go. Clark rebound, back up and in. That's what Cade Clark does so well. He's an offensive rebounding machine, and it's a 5-point lead for Kenneshaw at 18-13. That's their largest lead so far in the contest. Flyers back to the left wing, better pick and roll. They get it down to Cars. Power move, and he scores on Clark. Derek Cars now with 6 of the ball game. That'll make the score 18-15. Nice move there by the senior. Into the front court, they go for the steal, and half out of bounds there by Craig Bartles. Back over to Kenneshaw. Unguarded as they throw it in at midcourt. The Blue Devils get back into their offense, leading it by 3, midway through quarter number 2. Doug Gooda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 as Razo tries a 3 from the left-hand corner. No good. Follows his shot. We've got a foul. And it looks like it's going to be on Franklin for the late box out. And it's going to be on Craig Bartles, his second. 10 fouls on Franklin. 3:58 to go, second quarter. 2 free throws for Brody now because it is the double bonus. And the first free throw is on the way and good. 7 points now for Razo to lead the way for Kenneshaw. 19-15. Second free throw now for Razo on the way, and it is good. So if Rohde hits them both, he's 5 of 6 here in the quarter, 20-15 Kennesaw. Again, earlier tonight, Kennesaw rallied to win the girls game 31-25. Coach Ryan Evans expected to join us to talk about it at the half as the ball is swatted away, and Kennesaw comes away with the steal. Swatted into the hands of Razzo. Into the front court he comes. Gives it off in the corner there for Woodman. Back out to Brody. Comes to the free throw line. 13-footer good. And all of a sudden, Kennesaw starting to find some offense, but a timeout will be called by Franklin. The Blue Devils have the biggest lead of the game at 7 with 3:34 to go here in quarter number 2. Your score, Kennesaw 22, Franklin 15 on KKPR.
Franklin County Memorial Hospital and Rural Health Clinics provide acute medical services. The hospital provides swing bed and hospice services as well as support specialty clinics and diagnostic services. Your link to family health care, Franklin County Memorial Hospital.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
The Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes. We are very proud to support you in and out of the game. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 on our sister station ESPN 1460. The Kearney High boys are taking on 7th-ranked Lincoln Southeast, and Southeast is up 49-27 midway through the third quarter of play. That's on ESPN 1460. As we come back to action here, we've got a blocking foul going to be called on Kennesaw, which will send Craig Bartles to the line to shoot the 1-1, 7th team foul. And the first on Brody Razzo. So the free throw is on the way, but it's short. Boy, Franklin struggling from the line, but Garrett Carr's offensive rebound puts it back up. It won't go. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Cade Clark off of him. Another chance here for Franklin. Kennesaw leading it 22-15. 3:20 to go here in the first half. Trying to set up a three in the corner. They get the ball to Steele. He's covered, drives, leaves it off for Cars in the lane. The 10-footer no good, and Cade Clark just picked up his third personal foul. And off to the line goes Garrett Cars for the first time. He'll shoot two. Franklin is 2 of 7 at the line as a team. And Kennesaw is 9 of 10. Big difference. It's a 7-point game. Free throw no good for Cars. That's just got to be a killer for the Franklin coaching staff of Johnson and Nepedal and Sint. Second free throw here for the big fella. Garrett's played well so far tonight, but can't get either free throw. That one's short, and the rebound pulled down by Dalton Bender. Hasn't been a lot of rebounds because we've either had fouls or turnovers. 22-15. And a carry going to be called on Kennesaw. Boy, close whistle there because Razzo was just out at midcourt. Nobody was guarding him, and he's just dribbling the basketball, and the whistle came. Everybody was looking to see what it was. Carey calling, Kennesaw with their 8th turnover. So Franklin with the ball back, but they need to get something going here. They trail by 7, and Better will give it off on the right wing to Jacob Seal. Trying to spread it out, get Cars to flash in the post or maybe get a jumper in the lane, and that's what they'll get. The shot is going to be short by Alex Sint. It's going to go out of bounds before Cars can save it, and Kennesaw has the basketball. Blue Devils come in at 5-7. They started the season 5-4, but have dropped their last 3. Franklin just 2-10, but they've lost 6 games by 4 or less points. And they are trying to keep this one close so far here, and Razzo with it. He got bumped there by Alex Sint. Sint's lucky he didn't get called for his 3rd foul, and they call a travel on Razzo as he tried to step through the double team. So turnover number 9 on the Blue Devils, and Franklin gets the ball back. But they've been sitting on 15 for quite a while. Adam Better will bring it into the front court, over the double team to Steele, to the baseline. Good pass into the lane to Cars. Cars puts it up, draws another foul. Normally that's a good thing, but when you're just two out of nine at the free throw line. This isn't helping him much. The foul is on Jeremy Sugar, who had a good first quarter with 6 points and three rebounds, but hasn't done much here. He's been real quiet in the second quarter. That's his second foul. And Carr's at the line, puts the free throw up. No good, skips in and out. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. We'll give you the first half stats of our boys' game, a recap of the girls' game, which Kennesaw rallied to win. Coach Ryan Evans scheduled to join us. The second free throw is no good, and Sugar gets the rebound. Back over to the Blue Devils. They've got a chance to maybe get a real serious lead here by halftime, but instead they throw it away. The ball tipped by Cars, and Kennesaw gives it up for the third straight time. So we're having trouble getting something going offensive on both sides here. And the ball back into the hands of Craig Bartles. Up top, he'll go to Vetter. Vetter on the left wing, working off the pick to Seal. Seal, bounce pass right side. And it's going to be turned over by Franklin. Vetter was trying to cut from the left corner to the right, and he ran on the baseline and wasn't back in bounds when the ball came to him. So a turnover there. End of the third quarter of play. Sixth-ranked Lincoln Southeast leads the Kearney High boys 51-33. Kearney girls won earlier tonight 48-43. Other games that we had tonight, Eustis Farnham girls won better than Overton at the half. Overton boys led Eustis Farnham 30-28. And as we just told you, Kennesaw won the girls game here tonight 31-25. Franklin staying in that 1-3-1, throwing over the top of it to Tyler Schnitzler, who's back in. 1:45 to go. Zane Woodman in the left-hand corner to Razzo. Razzo, crossover, can't get to the baseline. So you back out to the high post. Good entry pass underneath to Sugar. His turnaround jumper, though, is too strong. And the rebound brought down by Garrett Carrs. That's only the fourth rebound of the game for Franklin. 22-15. And it's been that way for a while. Lob into Carrs. Carrs grabs it and scores. Not sure if that was a pass or if that was a shot. Let's give him credit for a shot. And the rebound and putback. Carrs, 22-17. 5-point lead. Pass breaks the other way. Kennesaw had some numbers. Had the pass, but didn't make it. That'll be something they talk about in practice. As Razzo puts up a three, that one will not go. Rebound pulls down that time by Bender. Bender on the putback is fouled. Every shot taken in the lane, there's been a foul called, I believe. And this foul is going to go on Jacob Seal, his first. Franklin was over the double limit a long time ago. So Bender to go to the line. He's 2 of 2 for his only 2 points so far in the game, and this free throw is up and in. 23-17, Kennesaw. They have put up 12 points so far in the quarter to just 8 for Franklin. Exactly 1 minute to go here in the half. Second free throw up, and that's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Alex Sint. So up the floor come the Flyers. Take their time to do that and bring it to Jacob Seal on the left side. Off the pick, he comes into the paint, but his bounce pass to Carrs between his legs. Garrett picks it up, throws a reverse layup up, and it won't go. And the rebound brought down by Jeremy Sugar, his fifth. Carrs just about made a miraculous play down there in the paint. Woodman with it out on the right side. Skip pass to Schnitzler left side. 30 seconds to go. They pass it back and forth. Schnitzler tries the three. It's on the way, no good. Rebound, offensive rebound, Sugar back up, and it rolls off the front of the rim, no good. The ball knocked around, and it's going to be thrown all the way back out to Woodman. He'll try a jumper, it won't go. One more time, and Kennesaw finally puts it up and in with Brody Razzo. That'll make it 25-17, 10 seconds to go. Franklin into the right corner, they'll get it to Seal. Seal back up top, the ball knocked away. He got it back, throws up a jumper at the horn, no good. And that is the end of the first half of play, and has the biggest lead of the first half at halftime. Your score, the Kennesaw Blue Devils 25 and the Franklin Flyers 17. Twin Valley Conference basketball tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report after this on KKPR.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Stop into the Silver Dollar Tavern in Kennesaw. The Silver Dollar has daily lunch specials Monday through Saturday. They also have three TVs to watch your favorite sporting event. The Silver Dollar Tavern in Kennesaw, where you'll always have a good time.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Halftime of our boys game, it is Kennesaw 25 and Franklin 17. We'll give you all the numbers in just a little bit. But earlier tonight, the Kennesaw girls rallied from a third quarter deficit to post a 31-25 win over Franklin, and it's our first chance to get a chat with Coach Ryan Evans, who took over the varsity program this year after being an assistant the last couple of years. And Ryan, we joked with Coach Catula before the basketball game that their defense had been solid all year, but their offense had struggled. Well, it struggled again tonight, but it did for you too. Were you surprised that your team had trouble putting up points tonight?
I kind of did. Coming into this nice new facility, you know, we didn't really have too much time to practice in it. You know, we got in about an hour each day. We played with the boys so we could get used to it. Warming up, I was like, all right, you know, we're shooting pretty well. You know, baskets going in, but, you know, coaches see warm-ups go well. You know, the game's not going to maybe turn out as well. So, I told the girls to be patient, and eventually our shots would fall down. So
it's a new gym. Everybody knew it was coming, I guess. Different kids approach it different ways, coaches, fans, administrators. Was there talk about getting to play? How excited, I guess, were the kids to come out and play the first game in the gym tonight?
Coming into the season, it was a 50-50 shot. You know, it's either we're going to get a couple in or we weren't going to get it until March. The contractors and administration did a great job of getting things done early, and, it really benefited. I think the seniors were hoping to get at least a couple of games in, and I think they're pretty pleased with that. So,
as you come in, we talked about the new gym. Was there anything X and O wise that kind of hurt you in the first half tonight? I know they tried, and the girls tried to knock down some outside jumpers early that just didn't go, and there was just no chance to get any momentum going in this game.
I think that was just it. You know, Franklin did a great job defensively. You know, they spread the floor very well. They have, you know, a couple 5'10 girls that were long and lanky, and they forced us to shoot outside. And we were really kind of timid, and we weren't really aggressive the first half. And you know, we made some halftime adjustments about going to attacking those gaps, and you know, moving the ball and doing something instead of standing around. And the girls, for the most part, did that the second half, and we were successful.
I think a coach would give up 15 points a half any time, any game against anybody at any time.
Yeah.
But yet you go into the locker room, you only give up 15, and you're behind. 12 of those is to Rachel Walton. Everybody knows how good she is, and a lot of teams find a way to have one player that's really good. She is kind of their main and their entire offense. And you guys came out and did a real good job on her in the second half. Talk about what you did different.
I don't think we really did anything different. I think, I don't think Rachel came out of the game at all. She might have just got tired. We did a great job defensively. Deidre Heyer and Becca Rockefeller pretty much, was in her face all night. I mean, she just made some great, great shots. This is the first time I actually got to have, seen Rachel in person. And she is everything that everybody says she is. She's a very good ball player. And, I just told the girls, she's going to get her points. You know, hand in your face. That's all I can ask for. I mean, that's it. So, and they did that.
And for the folks out there wondering, well, how can that be possible? Well, Kennesaw has just transitioned back from the Fort Kearney Conference into the Twin Valley Conference, and Franklin hadn't been in one of those non-conference games you've been playing, so a first chance to take a look at them. And Coach Ryan Evans is joining us at the Lady Blue Devils. Coach, once you got the offense going, one of the big reasons was Rebecca Uden tonight. She ended up with 14 points, 11 of those in the second half, and she really had a nice game and was probably the main reason you guys won the ball game tonight, at least from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah, she came around. I think, some She got a couple offensive rebounds, putbacks. I know Deidre Brown found her underneath the hoop when she broke free, or, you know, just, you know, found her way down there. Overall, it was a very good game for Rebecca Uden. It was, I'm glad to have that from her. With her, you know, that we have about three or four players during the season right now that's averaged or has, you know, shot or scored a double figures. So hopefully in a couple of games we'll get a couple of players to average that, or, you know, have together and you know, have three or four players in a game with double figures. So,
well, it seems amazing that there's just not that much basketball left in the conference. You've got three games left and one of them is at home, but travel to Deschler, a team that has struggled a little bit so far this season. Then into the conference tournament with that 10-4 record. I know the Twin Valley is very tough with the Silver Lake and Lawrence Nelson and some of those squads in there. You've got Deschler, but also talk a little bit about maybe having a decent seed going into the conference tournament.
You know, I don't even know what we might be. I talked to, you know, head coach last year, Coach Jesse, who's the principal in Lawrence Nelson right now, and he was doing the math for me. He says we're looking, you know, it could be like a 3 or 4 seed. You know, I'd like to stay away as much as possible from Silver Lake. You know, playing them once, they're pretty good. And, I'd like to get another shot at Lawrence Nelson, you know, play me a third time, see if we can improve and get a win from them. So,
well, Coach, congratulations on the win. It's one of those things that will be, I guess, remembered forever, is that you did win the opening game here at the new gym. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Best of luck against Deschler, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Ryan. Ryan Evans joins us here at halftime as Kennesaw girls win it by a score of 31-25. 14 points, 6 rebounds for Rebecca Uden. Deidre Ground had 8 points, 8 rebounds. Taylor Bitfield actually led the team in rebounding with 9. This is a team that won the ball game and did not have a 2-point field goal until the 5:20 mark of the third quarter of play. It was all 3-pointers and free throws up until that point. For Franklin, Rachel Walton led the way. She had 17 points, 8 rebounds. 12 of those were in the first half. And leading the team in rebounding was Stanley Wentworth with 10. At the top of the boys again, Kenneth 25, Franklin 17. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce, and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area athletes.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at our first half stats. First of all, for the Franklin Flyers, Craig Bartles has hit a 3-pointer for his total here in the first half. Adam Benner, 4 points. Alex Sin has 1 rebound. 2 rebounds. And Garrett Carr with 8 points. He also has 4 rebounds. Franklin had 0 rebounds in the first quarter. All 6 of them were in the second quarter. Free throw shooting has really hurt them. They'd be in this ball game tied, maybe even have the lead. They were 2 of 6 in the first quarter and 0 of 5 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting for the Flyers, 1 of 4 in the first. They hit their very first one, 0 of 1 in the second. Turnovers, 2 in the first, 3 in the second. Foul situation, Brandon Herrick has 3. Craig Bartles and Alex Sint and Garrett Carrs all have 2. Franklin had 9 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second, and at the half, the Flyers have 17 points, 6 rebounds. They are 2 of 11 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 5 turnovers. We'll look at the numbers for the Kennesaw Blue Devils right after this.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by the law offices of Duncan, Duncan, and Walker, PC, LLO. Proud to support the area athletes and wish them the best of luck today. Take pride in your local sports programs and support your hometown team from Duncan, Duncan, and Walker.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to high school sports here on KKPR FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, and Franklin. We continue on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report with the first half numbers for the Blue Devils. Dalton Bender has 3 points, three rebounds. Chance Widener, 2 points. Brody Razzo has a game-high 12 points. He scored 9 of the second quarter. He's got 1 rebound. Jeremy Sugar, all 6 of his points were in the first quarter. He's got a team-high 6 rebounds. Zane Woodman, 2 rebounds. And Cade Clark, 2 points, 3 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first quarter of play, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting for Kennesaw, 2 of 2 in the first, 8 of 10 in the second. 3-point shooting, Kennesaw hit their first one, then missed the next 6. Turnovers, 6 of the first quarter and 4 in the second. Foul situation, Cade Clark has 3. Jeremy Sugar and Tyler Schnitzler each have 2. 11 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second. And at the half, the Blue Devils have 25 points, 15 rebounds, 10 out of 12 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, and 10 turnovers. As the Blue Devils of Kennesaw lead the Franklin Flyers at the half, 25-17. And the reason? Free throws. 10 of 12 for Kennesaw, 2 of 11 for Franklin. That's an 8-point difference, and that's the 8-point difference we've got on the scoreboard, 25-17. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, a quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Other scores after 3 quarters of play in a top-5 matchup in the Fort Kearney Conference. The Overton boys at home continue to lead Eustis Farnham, but it's still close, 48-45. After 3 quarters of play, and Lincoln Southeast had a comfortable lead in the fourth quarter over the Kearney High boys. Again, the Kearney High girls, Eustis Farnham girls, and also the Kennesaw girls among our winners earlier tonight. We'll take a break and be back with the second half right after this.
Is your vehicle in need of some cosmetic surgery? If so, take it to Lake Automotive in Republican City. They specialize in auto body and paintless dent repair, as well as auto glass replacement, plus quality pre-owned vehicles. Lake Automotive is proud to support the area high school athletes.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
This broadcast is sponsored in part by The Island. Come to The Island in Rep City on the 30th for 16-ounce New York or 14-ounce ribeye steaks and all the fixins for only $16. Stay for Moonlight Karaoke from 9 to 1. All next Saturday at the Island in Rep City.
And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Doug Duda with you here at Kennesaw as we get the third quarter underway. Kennesaw will have the ball, leading at 25-17. And it looks like the original starters are in there. Robinson gets it into the corner, down to Sugar. Sugar attacks, and Jeremy scores. And then on the inbounds, Franklin trying to quickly get it up the floor. They throw it away. So a good start here for Kennesaw. They take the lead up 10. They get the ball right back. And in the front court, Razzo to throw it in. Out to Woodman. Back to Razzo in the right-hand corner. One dribble. Looking left side, but staying on the right. Three-pointer by Brody. Is going to come up short. Might have been partially blocked. Goes right to Cade Clark. His putback is no good. And Carnes will have the rebound here for Franklin. Flyers need to find some offense. That's been one of the big problems all year for the Flyers. As Vetter is going to get the start here in the second half. He'll drive and kick it out. Three-pointer on the way. Seal is off the iron. No good. And nobody grabs a rebound. And our official doesn't point one way or the other. Franklin's going to just step on there and say, how about you give me the ball? So Franklin will get the ball. Cars to throw it in. Garrett looking, unguarded. Dumps it into the corner. Seals open. Back to Garrett on the low post, working on Cade Clark. One-hand jumper up and in. Garrett Cars with 10 of the 19 points here for Franklin. And it's 27-19 Kennesaw. Don't forget, lots of highlights tonight. NTV on hand. KHAS on hand. So check it out on their Sports Extra shows tonight, the fourth quarter and the X. Right here, Doug Gooda with you on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Just getting underway here in the second half. The brand new gymnasium, first games varsity played here. Parents' night, lots of activities going on, so that's why we're a little later than normal. As you hear the whistle, a 3-second call. Kennesaw was just working it around the perimeter looking for a cutter, and they had Clark inside, but couldn't get him the ball before the 3-second count. 6:35 to go in the third quarter. It is 27-19 Kennesaw. Franklin to Garrett Carrs. He has to handle the ball a lot more than a post player normally would. He wants to get Cade Clark that fourth foul, drives on it, but cut off, kicks it out to Sint. Now Carrs, he's going to try a three-pointer, and that one is no good. And on the rebound, a foul will be called Zane Woodman. That was the story of the first half, too. The foul will go on Craig Bartles, his third. Franklin not deep. They've only got 10 kids suited, and they now have two players with three fouls and two more with two. Kennesaw basketball leading it by eight. Franklin tries to trap in the backcourt. Trouble here for Razzo. And a timeout will be called by the Blue Devils. Kennesaw will use their first full-length timeout. 6:13 to go in the third quarter of play. It is Kennesaw 27 and Franklin 19.
Commodity markets have been volatile since USDA's January report. If you didn't make it to one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months. AgWest will host two Outlook webinars on Tuesday, February the 2nd and Wednesday the 3rd. You can register for one of these webinars at goagwest.com or call us 866-WE-HEDGE. These webinars are February 2nd and 3rd, so register soon.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Out of the timeout, Kennesaw retains possession of the basketball against a tighter defense by Franklin. They'll get it into Sugar, partially blocked, got it back, put it up and in, and a foul. So the good defensive play ends up costing Franklin. They didn't swat it away out of there far enough, and the foul called. And it's going to be on Alex Sint, and now he has three. 29-19, Blue Devils up by 10. And Jeremy Sugar a chance to complete the three-point play. And the lefty puts it up and in. All 5 points here in the quarter for Kennesaw. Sugar has him. He's got 11. And the lead is 11 at 30-19. Franklin into the front court. Here's Bartles. Bartles hard charge. Kicks it back out to the free throw line. Steal. And 3 seconds on Franklin. Kennesaw will have the ball on the baseline, and Franklin will drop back, pick him up at about three-quarters court here, see if they can get him to dribble into that trap again. And a reach-in foul in the backcourt on Jacob Seal. Yeah, it looks like one of the players might have some blood on their uniform, and so coming out of the ball game is Bart Hells. I don't know if he got popped in the nose or on the leg. We had that happen in the girls' game. But the foul is called here on Jacob Seal. His second. And Kennesaw will throw it in again. Woodman gets it to Razzo. Stops at the midcourt line and lobs it over the top there to Robinson. Little give and go underneath. Sugar's there. Missed the short jumper that time. And the rebound brought down by Brandon Herron. Franklin will push it up with Adam Vetter. Vetter leaves it off on the left wing for Seal. Skips it right side to Sint. Sint, run away. Puts it up. No good. And to the floor goes Cade Clark. And the ball goes out of bounds to Kennesaw. Cade was looking for a call. He'll just pop up and head the other way. So not much happening right now in the first 2.5 minutes of this third quarter of play. A lot of whistles and not much scoring. Baseball pass to the other end to Clark. He goes underneath the Sugar. Pull-up jumper good. And Sugar with 7 points in the quarter. It's 32-19, and Kennesaw starting to pull away here in this home opener of the new gym. Three-pointer, Carnes puts it up, and that one is no good. Close but wouldn't drop, and the rebound brought down by Sugar. So maybe he's an odd quarter player, big first and big third, nothing in the second. Ball fake out of the left wing. Robinson, Gavin to the baseline, throws it up, no good. Sugar, offensive rebound, back up and in, and he is just dominating right now. It's the Jeremy Sugar Show, 34-19, Kennesaw, running away here in the third quarter of play. All 9 points for Sugar. A 6'2 senior, trying to have a game to remember in the first ever contest he plays in the new gym. Zetter with it, and another 3 seconds off Franklin. Into the ball game here for the Blue Devils. We're going to see Tyler Schnitzler return, and checking into the ball game is also going to be Justin Burr. So Burr will check in and give Clark a little bit of a breather here. He's going to be talking it over with first-year coach Jack Ainram. Wants him to do a couple of different things when they get in that half-court set. It looked like where he was pointing and directing. Robinson to the baseline. He'd like to get... puts it up and in. Justin Burr just gets in, gets a board, gets a bucket, and it's a 17-point lead for Kennesaw. It was an 8-point lead at the half. Better works off the pick. Draws the double team, dumps it into the corner, back down low to Carnes. Got his man in the air. He grabs him. Carnes shoots. Carnes scores. A chance for a 3-point play here for Garrett, so he continues to work hard underneath. The foul will be called on Justin Burr. His first. It's also the first of the half on Kennesaw, and into the ball game comes Dalton Bender and Cole Kimley. A pair of freshmen coming in now for some playing time for the Blue Devils. Free throw, Carnes up and in, and that's a rarity tonight for Franklin. They were 2 of 11 in the first half. They do hit their first one here of the second half. 36-22 Kennesaw with 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Blue Devils with a basketball across the timeline. Stopping right there is Kimley. Don't want to do that. Got rid of it, and Kennesaw able to help him get out of that bad situation. Bender looking back door. He was there. The ball tipped. He got it back off the glass and scored. Carnes tipped it away, but it deflected off the backboard and right back to Bender, and he scores. He's got 5 points, 38-22. At the other end, Bartles thought about taking it into the paint and backed out. Over to Sint. On the left side, they'll go to Seal. Seal between the circles. Stutter dribble, thought about the pass, instead he'll kick it out. Franklin's had a couple of looks at the outside shot here, don't want it. To the high post, they'll spot up Herrick. Brandon takes the 16-footer off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Dalton Bender. Bender, quick outlet. Here come the Blue Devils to the other end. Driving, Kimley, reverse layup, no. Rebound, Burr, back up and in. All the boards are going to the Blue Devils, 40-22, and just like that, the lead is back out to 18. Fast break the other end, driving to the baseline and drawing the foul will be Alex Simp. Looks like he should get to go to the line. The foul is called on Kimley, his first. And for the first time tonight, Alex Simp will go try and get a point. Free throw no good. Checking into the ball game, Adam Vetter again, and Seal will check out. So Vetter and Bardells, along with the free throw shooter, Alex Sint, Carnes, and Herrick on the floor. Second free throw good, and Sint has his first point of the evening. Into the ball game, Razzo after a short breather. So Brody's in there, along with Kimley, Tyler Schnitzler. You've got Justin Burr and Dalton Bender, so a lot of second-teamers here. Razzo, the only starter on the floor right now for Kennesaw. They break the press. Couple of nice passes underneath. One more pass to Burr. Too strong that time. Good pass by Bender. And the rebound brought down by Brandon Herrick. Up the floor comes Bartles with it on the right side. Crossover dribble. Can't shake the defender. He'll hand it off to Sint. Sint kicks it back out. A lot of penetrating and dishing. And now Bender will finally take the shot. Again, it comes up off the front of the iron. And Cole Kimley has the rebound. Up the floor with it, Razzo tries the right side of the key against the 1-3-1 Franklin zone. They've stated that most of the night. Swings it over the left side to Kimley and back to Razzo. Into the right-hand corner to Schnitzler. Schnitzler, entry pass. They'll get it to Bender. Back out for a 19-footer that's no good by Kimley. Rebound tipped and falls into the hands of Craig Bartles. And Bartels will head up the floor. Starts right, goes left. Sees a hole to get down to, and he's going to be fouled. thought he was going to cut it up a little sooner, but ended up running right into the Kennesaw defender, and the blocking foul will be called on Dalton Bender. That's his second. Team fouls even at three apiece. 1:56 to go here in the third quarter, 40-23, Kennesaw leading Franklin. And at the line, Barnell's the shoot two. And the first one is no good. Second free throw down coming up. And Barnell's will put this one up. It is no good. Fighting for the rebound, though. Franklin has it. And back up and in for Brandon Herrick. Herrick battles for the board and gets the stick back, 40-25. Seen a couple of those on both teams tonight, getting the offensive boards, especially off the missed free throws. And Kennesaw at the other end, driving in Bender, puts his head down, left-handed runner, no good. And a jump ball going to be called here. Franklin, Craig Bartels was tied up there by Tyler Schnitzler. The arrow will point the way of the Flyers. Franklin would like to find a way to cut this lead maybe down to 10 by the end of the quarter, at least give themselves a chance here in the fourth quarter. Although we've seen strange things, Southern Valley outscored Arapahoe 19-0 in the fourth quarter yesterday to win by 6, so you never know. As the drive is put up, sit, shot no good, got the rebound, back up no good, but a foul. And Alec will go to the line. Franklin has found a little more gas in the tank. Justin Burr with his second personal foul. But they've got to make their free throws. And Sint is there to shoot two. The first one is on the way and good. So after missing his first three, he's hit two in a row into the ball game for Franklin, Jacob Seal, and now Josh Seal, the freshman, comes in. And the second free throw now coming up. On the way, and it won't go this time. And the rebound brought down by Jeremy Sugar. That's 9 in the ball game unofficially for him. He's got 15 points, which leads all players. 9 of those coming here in the quarter. Ball around the perimeter, right side corner. No shot that time for Kimley. They'll kick it back out top. Kennesaw being very patient here on the offensive end. Get it into the left-hand corner. Raza looks at the three, doesn't take it. 50 seconds to go. Skip pass left corner. Raza now drives the baseline. Runner from 8, no good. Offensive rebound, back up and in by Dalton Bender. 7 points for Bender in the ball game. 42-26 Kennesaw. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Up top of the basketball is going to be Sint. Franklin spreads the floor again here against the Kennesaw man-to-man. Driving in Bartels, kicks it out. Seal thought about the 3 and ended up walking with the basketball. That'll be the 9th turnover of the game, 4th in the quarter for the Flyers. So Kennesaw will get the ball back. They've got plenty of time, 26 seconds to go here in quarter number 3. Working against a 1-3-1 three-quarter court press in some trouble, but they'll throw over the top of it there to Tyler Schnitzler. Schnitzler double-teamed into the corner and ball knocked away by Bartels. Now, Franklin does a good job with the trap. They just haven't forced a lot of turnovers. It's taken Kennesaw a long time to get the ball up the floor, and they're not attacking the hoop. They're not bringing it so well that they get layups, but they just haven't got the steals as they had hoped. 7 seconds to go. Schnitzler up top. Kimley doesn't know how much time's left. Schnitzler 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Raza, 3-pointer at the horn, is no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. After 3, Kennesaw 42 and Franklin 26 on KKPR.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Barney.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology have to offer. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly sponsored by Roger Dorn, your independent insurance agency in Franklin. See Dorn Insurance for everything you need to insure, from crop, auto, commercial, and farm. Dorn Insurance has kept you covered for 30 years. Best of luck, Franklin Flyers.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And we're back to basketball here on KKPR to start the fourth quarter. Kennesaw will have it, but their entry pass is going to be thrown away, trying to get it down to the low block. 42-26, Kennesaw leading on their opening night, christening their new gym. The girls won in comeback fashion, 31-25. Their boys are up 42-26 over Franklin in the Twin Valley Conference matchup. And a turnover on Franklin, they call the carry. Ball goes back over to the Blue Devils, who are led in scoring by Jeremy Sugar. He's got 15 points so far in the basketball game. Brody Razzo has 12 all in the first half. Here's another steal. This time Franklin comes out of there with it. Up the floor with it is going to be Bartels. Bartels between the circles, swings it right side to Sin. Gets it down low, and the ball stolen away. Boy, Dalton Bender steps in front. It's a Thanksgiving feast. They're giving away the basketball at both ends. Franklin is led by Derek Carnes, by the way, with 13 points. I'll give you some other numbers here in just a moment. At the other end, the ball is going to be kicked, and we've got a foul called. We've had plenty of those in the ball game. The foul is going to be called on Franklin, and it's Brandon Herrick's fourth personal foul. Team fouls are even at four apiece. Three for Bartels. And 3% for Kennesaw, 3 on Cade Clark. Another big story in this basketball game has been the free throw shooting. 11 of 13 for Kennesaw, 5 of 18 for Franklin. 42-26, Kennesaw 5-7, Franklin's 2-10, they get it down low. Sugar's double team kicks it off to Razzo, baseline right back to Sugar, good give and go, good two-man game, the layup's good. Jeremy Sugar with 17 points, but that was a great pass from his teammate Razzo on the assist, 44-26. Flyers down by 8. Lead of the game on a couple of occasions. Got a final. Lincoln Southeast takes care of Kearney tonight, 51-33. And at the other end, the ball is put up in Franklin, and they could call a timeout right after that. So a timeout on the floor. Franklin's down 44-28. We'll be right back.
Franklin County Memorial Hospital and Rural Health Clinics provide acute medical services. The hospital provides swing bed and hospice services, as well as support specialty clinics and diagnostic services. Your link to family health care, Franklin County Memorial Hospital.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, and Franklin. Last bucket was made by Brandon Herrick. He's got 6 points now in the basketball game, 44-28. Fast break against the pressure. Sugar from Clark puts it up and in. Well, Kennesaw looks pretty good when they can run the floor. It's not necessarily what they try to do, but they have really taken it to the Franklin defense tonight. Right now the Flyers back on the offense, trying to find a way to get something going. Neither team has really tore it up from the outside. Franklin is 1 of 8 from 3-point land. Kennesaw 1 of 9. So they get it into Carnes. Inside Clark got the leader. Put it up, no good. Put it up again, no good. Clark's going to come out of there with a rebound. Cade all the way to the other end. Gets cut off and takes it to a trailer. Now Rosno reverses it left side. Back to Sugar. Left side. Puts it up off the glass and scores. Boy, 21 for Jeremy Sugar. 48-28, Blue Devils by 20. And the Franklin Flyers will throw it away, but it is tipped, so they get a break. It'll stay on their side of the floor. Not a ton of turnovers. Franklin has 11. Kennesaw has 13 unofficially in the ball game. After tonight, Kennesaw will be at Deschler. Next week, looks like that game is on Thursday. And this, as Carr is on a give and go, it's going to be fouled. The shot won't go, but Garrett will go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on the Blue Devils' Jeremy Sugar. That's his third personal foul. Carrs is 1 of 5 at the line, 13 points, 6 rebounds. Free throw is short, no good. End of the ball game, Colin Marks for the Franklin Flyers. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show will have all the final stats and a chance to talk with Coach Einram about the win tonight. At least it looks like it's going to be a win. As Carrs gets 1 of 2, he hits the second free throw. 48-29, Kennesaw, 5:10 to go in the contest. Long pass to break the press. Cade Clark didn't have the number, so he'll hold it up. Give it off there to Razzo. Brody to Schnitzler, who is back in. Tyler, one dribble into the corner. Played a little catch, played a little keep away from the zone. Into the paint to Sugar. Back out to the corner. Razzo pulls up from 16. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Jacob Seal. Seal waits for the traffic to clear, and he'll bring it up himself. Goes from the right to the left. And stops and holds the ball. There's a good back cut, but Cade Clark's not coming. And he stepped in front of Brandon Herrick and stole the basketball away. Clark will give it off to Woodman. And Zane will bring it into the front court. Over to Schnitzler. Schnitzler lobs it back up for Woodman. Right-hand corner to Razzo. Tries the baseline. Cut off there by Sint. So he'll bring it back out towards the top of the circle. Blue Devils in control by 19 with 4:15 to go in the ball game, 48-29. And playing some keep away right now. And another three-second violation. Well, that's the most 3 seconds we've seen in a game so far this season. And Franklin going to sub in Vetter and Bartles back to the ball game. And coming out will be Steele and Herrick. And checking back in for Kennesaw is going to be Gavin Robinson. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, 31-25, Kennesaw had to rally to win the girls' game tonight. Also checking in here for Kennesaw is going to be Chance Widener. A little pressure being applied to the backcourt, so coming up to help will be Alex Sint, and he'll bring the ball up the floor here for the Flyers. Franklin was down by 8 at the half, and now 19 as Marks has it. Gets by the defender. Instead of taking the layup, he gives it off to Carrs, and he'll be fouled on the shot again. I guess that's the freshman there in Colin Marks. He could have just as easily shot it. He did the tough work. He got by the two defenders, but left it off there for his senior post player. Foul is going to be on Cade Clark, his fourth. Two free throws, and Carrs got it to go. 15 for Garrett. And it is 48-30. Second free throw on the way, and that one's going to be short. And the ball is batted into the hands there of Widener. His first rebound outlet to Schnitzler, and here comes Kennesaw back on the offense. Right around their season average, 48 points, and they lose it at the other end. Carrs will come up with a loose basketball. Outlet pass on the wing to Vetter. Vetter trying to beat everybody back. He's got a one-on-two. He's going to draw the foul, and it's going to be either on Widener or Clark. Kate thinks it's on him because he's walking to the bench. And that is the case, and that's going to be it for Cade Clark. And Adam Vetter will go to the line and shoot two. He's the only kid that's done anything at the line tonight, and he's 2 of 2. So Cade Clark will check out of the basketball game. Just 2 points tonight for Cade. He did pull down 5 rebounds. Fouls out with 3:40 to go. And at the line, the lefty Vetter to shoot 2 free throws, and the first one is on the way and in. I don't think it takes a genius to figure out who would go to the line should they have to shoot any technical free throws throughout the year. And Vetter now with his second free throw on the way, and it is in, and Franklin wants to call another timeout. Should have just 1 remaining after this. 3:40 to go in the basketball game. It is Kennesaw 48 and Franklin 32 on Classic Hits 98.9.
The Call Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Excel, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes. We are very proud to support you in and out of the game. The Call Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, and Excel.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Out of the timeout, full court pressure being applied here by Franklin, but Kennesaw, a couple of passes, gets to the other end. Widener attacks the baseline, can't get the finger roll to go, and then crashing the boards. We've got a foul, and it looks like it's going to be on Sugar. Well, they're going to go the other way. There were more Franklin players fighting for the board. Only Sugar was in there, and that's the fourth foul on Alex Sint. 15 foul. But Sint has four, Herrick has four, Bartles has three. And Kennesaw will take it out underneath their own hoop. Out to Tyler Schnitzler on the right wing. Looks to get it into Sugar. Good bounce pass to him. Jeremy, the left-handed jumper, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Bartles. And he has to get out of the way of a couple of defenders before he brings the ball up the floor. 3:20 left to go here in our ball game. 48-32 Kennesaw driving in. Sint throws it up, no good. Cars overpowers everybody for the rebound. And on the way up, we've got a whistle. One official's going to call a foul. The other official's going to call a walk. And they're going to call a walk. And Garrett Carr has worked too hard. And a walk is called, so that'll be Franklin's 13th turnover. And we've got a final score in a FKC top five boys battle. We'll give you in a minute here. Franklin putting on some full court pressure, and Kennesaw is fouled 82 feet away from the hoop. It happened right on the baseline. Bartles thought he had the steal. Instead, it's his fourth foul. In the FKC, Overton 66, Eustis Farnham 56. It's the first loss of the year for the Eustis Farnham Knights. Overton goes on a 12-3 run to end the game and win it by 10, 66-56. So the Overton boys beat Eustis Farnham. And Coach Dennis Johnson, not very happy right now in the ear of one of the officials. Finally got somebody over there to talk about that last call. And again, they're trying to get the ball off the floor. Good hustle by the Flyers. Jacob Seal knocks it away. That's the one thing you can say about Franklin. They have not just stopped playing. They continue to fight in there. They continue to battle. And with only 10 kids, Coach Johnson has played most of them, or at least most of them have seen a little bit of playing time. Against the pressure, Kennesaw gets it up the floor. Robinson, great no-look pass down low to Sugar, but it's blocked by Cars. Cars got in there and blocked the shot, and Benner comes away. Outlet pass to Cars. Three on three the other way. Some contact. Garrett kicks it back out to Benner. Benner into the paint, kicks it back out. A lot of kicking it back out. They don't want to take that shot. Three-pointer on the way, and it is off the mark that time by Bartles. Offensive rebound. Nobody gets it. Out of bounds it goes. Stays with Franklin. 2:33 is all that remains. Back to the ball game, Coach Brandon Herrick. And on the other side for Kennesaw, they'll answer with Zane Woodman. Don't forget tomorrow, the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament right here on Classic Hits 98.9, just up the road at Adams Central High School. Looking forward to that. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. As the inbounds pass comes to Seal, drives, doesn't get the shot away. And another walk called on the Flyers. Into the ball game comes number 25, Dalton Bender again. And again, Coach Johnson trying to plead his case to one of the officials. And Kennesaw will throw it in. A lot of bumping and pushing when they get in that paint. Kennesaw basketball against the pressure. The ball deflected out of bounds. At midcourt, it'll stay with the Blue Devils. Now, Franklin, again, maybe in retrospect, wish they would have went to this pressure a little earlier in the game because Kennesaw has really been struggling with it. And checking back in, Alex Sint for the Flyers. Earlier tonight, Kennesaw girls win 31-25. Eustis Barnum, a 32-31 winner over Overton. Kearney girls beat Lincoln Southeast 48-43. But the Lincoln Southeast boys beat Kearney. Overton beats Eustis Barnum. And here Kennesaw has the lead by 16 with 2.5 to go. They'll get the ball in, swing it right side. Handling the ball is Woodman. Throw it up top, going for the steal. A foul will be called. Boy, both guys went high in the air there. Razzo got the ball, and the foul is on Alex Sitt, and that is going to be it for him. He has fouled out of the basketball game. That's his fifth personal foul. And for Alec, he will leave the ball game tonight with 2 points and two rebounds. 2:17 left to go. Each team has had one player foul out. Cade Clark fouled out about a minute and a half ago for Kennesaw. And into the ball games, Matt Gertis, 6'1 freshman, will check in. And at the line, to shoot the 1-1, will be Razzo. All 12 of his points came in the first half. Free throw is too strong. Rebound, Garrett Carrs, that's his eighth. 15.8 rebounds, leads the team in both categories. Up the floor to Vetter. Into left-hand corner, they'll give it to Seal. Drives into the paint. Pick and roll underneath. The shot is up and in by Matt Gertis. Gertis found a way in there. 48-34 is the score. 14-point game. That's as close as it's been in a while. And Vetter makes a steal at the other end and then tries to find a teammate and throws it right back out of bounds. So the teams exchange turnovers. Franklin can't afford to do that right now. Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. We're a minute 51 away from this one being in the books. Kennesaw leading it 48-34. And Kennesaw's going to get that doubleheader sweep here in their new gym. Collision at the other end. The ball's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to belong to Franklin. Fifth turnover here in the quarter for Kennesaw. And I think we've got a timeout here called. Blue Devils are going to call timeout. I think that Coach Ainram here doesn't want his kids to quit playing. They've kind of lost focus, it would appear. So he's going to call the timeout. Made a lot of mistakes here the last three, four possessions. So with 1:44 to go in the game, it's 48-34 Kennesaw.
Stop into the Silver Dollar Tavern in Kennesaw. The Silver Dollar has daily lunch specials Monday through Saturday. They also have three TVs to watch your favorite sporting event. The Silver Dollar Tavern in Kennesaw, where you'll always have a good time.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce, and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw. Proud to support our area athletes.
And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Doug Duda back with you for the final minute 44 of our Twin Valley Conference boys game. Kennesaw 48, Franklin 34. The Flyers will have the basketball as they bring it up the floor. Seal will give it off to Bartles. Can't mess around too long. They're trying to get him open for a three. Jacob is covered on the low block. They get it to Carrs. And another walk called on Franklin. That's the seventh turnover in the quarter. They only had nine total in the first three. So it's been a long fourth quarter for both teams. And now Carr's going for the steal, knocks it away, knocks it off the leg of the Blue Devil, forces the turnover, will take it out of bounds again, only this time Franklin will throw it in. And here comes Kirk Lenneman in, another one of the freshmen. When you look at this ball club tonight, just about every kid that comes off the bench was a freshman. 10 kids are suited. 5 of them are freshmen, a very young team. Only the one senior in Garrett Carrs, and they lob it into him. He makes some space underneath. Can't get the shot to go, and the rebound will be brought down by Jeremy Sugar. He holds on to it, waits for Zane Woodman, and gets it to him. And into the front court they go to Tyler Schnitzler. On the low block, Sugar still in there against the double team. Carrs comes in and says, I'm going to commit this foul. His third personal foul. And to the line, Jeremy Sugar with a game high, 21 points, 10 rebounds, and a chance to add to it here with a pair of free throws. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is good. 49-34. Josh Seal back into the ball game here for the Franklin Flyers. Second free throw now for Sugar on the way, and that one's not going to go. Rebound comes down to Jacob Seal. 1:10 to go in the ball game. Kennesaw's going to improve to 6-7 on the season tonight. Franklin will fall to 2-11. Here's a lob to the back door tip, but picked up that time by Matt Gertis. And as he goes up, he is fouled. And the foul is going to be called on Dalton Bender, his third. Half the line to shoot two will be Matt Gertis. This will be his first trip to the line. Freshman picked up a bucket just about a minute ago. Free throw is up and no good. Franklin has shot 26 free throws in this basketball game. 26 after this one goes up. And it's up and it is no good, and they've made 9. 9 out of 26. And boy, you just hit not all of them, but 20 out of 26, 18 out of 26. You're right in this ball game. And the rebound brought down by Bender, and to the other end we go. Kennesaw trying to will the clock away here. 45 seconds to go. Franklin is content to play an aggressive zone here. They're not going out there and committing any intentional fouls. Schnitzler drives in, bounce pass underneath the Sugar, and they won't give him the easy layup. Another foul. And some more free throws coming up for Sugar. It'll be on Josh Seal, his first. And two free throws coming up here for Sugar. The lefty continues to tear things up tonight. It's on the way. It won't go. And Kennesaw's finally going to start to clear their bench here. Jacob Schuster comes in. Daniel Strapp comes in. Also checking into the ballgame, Justin Hoffman, Adam Heyer, and finally Justin Burr. All coming into the ballgame. Somebody's going to wait there for the free throw shooter, Sugar. So Heyer will wait. 34 seconds left. 49-34 Kennesaw. And Sugar going to try and make this one. He'll get a good round of applause when he comes out if he does. It's up, but it's no good. Too strong. And he kind of goes over the back to commit the foul. That way he can come out of the ball game. Kirk Lenneman got the rebound, and he's going to come to the other end and shoot the free throws. So it's the game that would not end right now, but good crowd staying on hand. There were cars all over the place, nearly capacity tonight. The Kennesaw side completely full, and they had about half of the Franklin side on our side full as well. Lenneman puts the free throw up and scores. So Kirk hits a free throw and gets in the scorebook, 49-35. Second free throw now for the freshman Lenneman. On the way, and it won't go, and the rebound brought down by Justin Hoffman. Hands it off to Daniel Streff. Streff will slowly bring it up on the right side, swing it over there into the hands of Jacob Schuster. Schuster's going to take a shot, won't go. Rebound brought down by Lenneman. 17 seconds to go. Kirk against some pressure in the backcourt there from Schuster. Schuster trying to get that steal so he can get another shot. Down low they go. Turnaround jumper is up and won't go for Gertis. Rebound back out to Garrett Cars. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Gives it off to Seal. Three-pointer at the horn is no good. And that is the end of the basketball game. Kennesaw opens their new gym, and they do it in style by defending their home court tonight in both the girls' and the boys' game. They rally for a 31-25 win in the girls' game. And in the boys' game tonight, they are able to hold off Franklin by a score of 49-35. We will take a break and be back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by the law offices of Duncan, Duncan & Walker, PC, LLO. Proud to support the area athletes and wish them the best of luck today. Take pride in your local sports programs and support your hometown team from Duncan, Duncan & Walker.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Is your vehicle in need of some cosmetic surgery? If so, take it to Lake Automotive in Republican City. They specialize in auto body and paintless dent repair, as well as auto glass replacement, plus quality pre-owned vehicles. Lake Automotive is proud to support the area high school athletes.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Well, welcome back to Kennesaw. Thanks for staying with us tonight on this opening night of the brand new gymnasium. They've only got one more home game here this year, unless I don't think they fall into the home game for the Bunny Brackets in the Twin Valley. They play those all in one spot. So they have just one game left. That's the ninth when Red Cloud comes in. So if you get a chance, come over and check out the new gymnasium here at Kennesaw on February the 9th when they take on Kennesaw. 49-35 the final. It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Thanking you for your business all these years and welcoming you in at 2010. Whether you need winter sports apparel or you're thinking spring sports, or whether it's tennis, whether it's baseball, whether it's softball, track, soccer, all the gear you need at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the basketball game, starting with Franklin. Seven players get in the score column. Craig Bartles hit a three-pointer in the first quarter, and that's where he stood tonight. He ended up with three rebounds. Kirk Lenneman came in late, got 1 point, and pulled down three rebounds. Adam Vetter, 6 points. And the thing with Vetter tonight, he was a perfect six or four of four at the line. And you'll figure out why that became a big stat later. Four of four at the line for Vetter. Alex Sint fouled out with 2:17 to go, 2 points, two rebounds. Jacob Seal, two rebounds. Brandon Herrick, 6 points, four rebounds, two blocked shots. Matt Curtis had 2 points. And leading the way tonight for the Franklin Flyers was Garrett Cars, 15 points and a team-high 9 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first half for Franklin. They got 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 11 in the first half, 8 of 17 in the second half. 3-point shooting, they made their first one, and that was it. They were 0-4 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half, and a total of 11 in the second half. Flyers had 17 points at halftime, got 18 in the second half, and Franklin finishes with 35 points, 23 rebounds. They were only 10 of 28 from the free throw line, 1 of 9 from three-point land, 3 block shots, and 11 turnovers. So we told you Vetter was 4 of 4. The rest of the team was 6 of 24 from the free throw line tonight. Franklin falls to 2 and 11 on the season, and the Flyers will be back in action on Tuesday when they travel to Kensington, Kansas. Their only home game left comes up on the 12th against Bruning Davenport. We'll take a break and be back with more, looking at the Kennesaw numbers, and hopefully we can catch up with the head coach after this.
This broadcast is sponsored in part by The Island. Come to The Island in Rep City on the 30th for 16-ounce New York or 14-ounce ribeye steaks and all the fixins for only $16. Stay for Moonlight Karaoke from 9 to 1, all next Saturday at The Island in Rep City.
Commodity markets have been volatile since USDA's January report. If you didn't make it to one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months. AgWest will host two Outlook webinars on Tuesday, February the 2nd and Wednesday the 3rd. You can register for one of these webinars at goagwest.com or call us 866-WE-HEDGE. These webinars are February 2nd and 3rd, so register soon.
And we are back here on the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Here's a look at the final numbers now in the ball game for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. They had a total of six players score. Justin Hoffman got in late, picked up a rebound. Tyler Schnitzler had a rebound. Dalton Bender, 7 points, six rebounds. Chance Widener, 2 points, one rebound. Brody Razzo had 12 points all in the first half. He had one rebound of the basketball game. Jeremy Sugar was the main man tonight for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. He ends up with a game-high 22 points. 16 of those were in the second half. He also had a game-high 10 rebounds. Zane Woodman, 3 rebounds. Cole Kimley had a rebound. Justin Burr, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Cade Clark was saddled with some foul trouble tonight. He fouled out with 3:40 to go. He had 2 points and 5 rebounds in the basketball game. 15 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half for Kennesaw. Free throw shooting, 10 of 12 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half of play. And they went to the three-point arc about like a Franklin did. They made their first one and missed the remaining eight, and 0 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in the first half and 8 in the second half for Kennesaw. The Blue Devils had 25 points at halftime. They scored 24 in the second half, and they finished with 49 points, 31 rebounds, 12 out of 18 at the free throw line. They were 1 of 9 from three-point land and 18 turnovers. As the Kennesaw Blue Devils improved to 6-7 on the year with a 49-35 win over Franklin. Up next for Kennesaw, they will be at Deschler on Thursday night, and their only home game that remains, February 9th, against Red Cloud. That's a look at the numbers here. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology have to offer. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
We are back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Kennesaw boys get their sixth win of the year, 49-35 over Franklin. And we are pleased to welcome to the KKPR microphone in his first year at Kennesaw, Jack Ahram. And Coach, congratulations on the victory tonight. I know everybody wanted to get a win with that first game here in the new gym.
Yeah, we felt that was pretty important. The kids were excited, and we were happy that we came out and played pretty well tonight.
The girls' teams both struggled in the first quarter. Maybe not so much of a struggle for the boys. First couple of minutes, not much was going on, but you put 11 points up in the first quarter. That's close to the average for the year for you guys.
Yeah, that's pretty close to what we've been doing. We knew we needed to go inside and try to work inside out, and it worked pretty well. We came out the third quarter and decided that we needed to go back in there a little bit more, and then Jeremy Sugar just took off.
Well, he was outstanding. He was one of the reasons you got off to a nice start. He had six in the first quarter. Then pretty quiet in the second quarter. You knocked down eight free throws to give yourself a nice lead there. Otherwise, not much was going on from the field. But then he explodes for 16 points in the second half. Is Is that the kind of way he's been playing this year, or you've been waiting for a game like that from him?
Well, he's been playing that way most of the year. He kind of takes a little break once in a while, and then he comes out and figures things out, and then he goes back at it and does a good job for us. Him and Brody have done a good job as seniors for us this year.
It looked like you frustrated Franklin most of the night. They got a lot of fouls called on them, and were in some situations where they kept the kids in. But most of the time, you were just beating them to the boards. Either you were getting the offensive putback, or you were boxing out, and they were coming over the back. It seemed like you had a big advantage tonight, especially on the offensive boards.
Well, that's one aspect of our game that we haven't done real well, and that's boxing out. So we've been working on it, and tonight you can see, kind of see the results. Our kids did a nice job of it. They concentrated on it all night long, and I think we did a real good job. I haven't looked at the rebounding chart, but I know we did a good job there.
I got a 31-23 in favor of you guys, and it wasn't just the starters. Dalton Bender comes in, and he seemed to be the first guy that really got involved on the offensive glass tonight.
He's a big kid. He's strong. He moves real well. He's got good feet, and, you know, he's going to be a good player for us. Just a freshman. And he stepped in there and has been doing some good things for us this year.
I guess the important thing is you set 6-7, but you dropped 3 in a row against some pretty good ball clubs. Had a tough 2-point loss at Elm Creek last week.
Yeah.
But now you get back in the scheme of things. You've been in most of the ball games you've played this year with conference tournament right around the corner. I'm sure you want the boys to have some confidence.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of big. Coming into there, we need to play with a little confidence. I think having this gym here and playing here tonight gave them a little boost, and I think this will be good for us going to the conference tournament in 2 weeks, I guess.
Any truth to the rumor that they built this just to get you here?
I tell you what, a lot of people put a lot of hard work into building this thing, and I got to be honest, I wasn't a big part of it. You know, Craig Schnitzler, our AD, just did a great job. Trushinsky, our superintendent, you know, those are the guys, our booster club. I mean, it's just been wonderful. I have to say I'm probably the luckiest guy around. This is wonderful.
Overall, since this is our first chance to get a chance to talk to you, how do you like the way the team is molding here? Obviously, everybody wants to win every game. That hasn't happened. You're in the Twin Valley Conference. You're seeing, as a coach, a lot of teams, well, teams that you haven't seen before. How have you liked the way your team has come along here? Because there's quite a few kids off the bench, especially, that are young. You've only got a couple of seniors on the entire team.
Yeah, you know, Justin Burr came in tonight and gave us a big lift. And so did Dalton Bender. Our young kids came in and did just a great job for us.
Well, Coach, you got a big win tonight, and since they turned the radio on here, we don't want you to say anything that's going to offend anybody because it's been such a great night. 49-35 the win. You do have to go to Deschler before the conference tournament, and as you said, that's your only game next week.
Yeah, we had a chance to go watch them play at Shelton last night. It's a good basketball team. Their record doesn't indicate how good that team is. We're going to have to be ready to play, and we're going to have to do some things better.
Well, I know I'm only your second favorite employee at the radio station, so we'll let you get out of here with that, Coach. Congratulations on the win, and good luck the rest of the way. Hopefully we can see you again before the end of the season.
Oh, we'd love it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And the final score tonight, 49-35. Kennesaw gets the win. And Franklin will be back in action, as we said. They head down into Kansas to take on Kensington. And on the boys' side, Kensington entered tonight 8-2, so that's going to be a tough test for them. 22 points, 10 rebounds. Jeremy Sugar led the way tonight, 12 points for Brody Razzo. They win it 49-35. Garrett Carrs leads it for Franklin, 15 points, 9 rebounds. Kennesaw girls rally in the fourth quarter to win tonight 31-25. Other scores tonight. Kearney High boys were a winner, or excuse me, Kearney High girls were a winner over Lincoln Southeast, 48-43, and the sixth-ranked Southeast boys beat Kearney tonight. Also tonight, Eustace Farnham boys suffer their first loss of the year. Overton beats them in that top-five matchup, 66-56 is the final there, and Eustace Farnham won the girls' game, 32-31. Tomorrow, high school basketball on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic will host Gothenburg, 4-5-45. I'll be up the road at Adams Central for the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships. Reports start just after 12 noon, and then we'll bring you the finals live between 3 and 3:30 when they get underway. Again, the final here tonight. Kennesaw wins the girls' game 31-25, and they win the boys' game over Franklin 49-35. They break in their brand-new gymnasium in style. Again, a big thank you to all the fine sponsors and to the many folks here at Kennesaw for their hospitality. Doug Duda saying, have a great weekend, everyone, and good night.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.